Hi everyone, I'm Tiffany.
I'm Elsie.
And welcome back to day two of our Sundance Film Festival article. Now, we learned that the Sundance Film Festival is one of the biggest festivals for indie films.
And it is held in Salt Lake City, Utah, every year.
Now, why do they hold it in Utah out of all the places? Well, that's because they wanted to attract filmmakers to Utah, because most of the time, a lot of movies are made in Hollywood, and maybe, you know, there's too much competition. They wanted to try to find a new place for it. So this festival was held in Utah to have more people film in Utah and to make their movies in Utah.
Right, and who started it?
Okay, well, started by an actor called Robert Redford.
And you say he used to look like Brad Pitt.
Yeah, when he was younger, he looked like Brad Pitt. He's very handsome. He's still very handsome today.
So you guys can Google him and see if you think he looks like Brad Pitt.
The younger version.
The younger version.
So what happens is Sundance Festival, every year independent filmmakers join and they hope to win awards and to make it big and to become very famous. So it's an important time of the year for them.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's continue reading day two of our article to learn more.
Reading.
Indie films shine at the Sundance Film Festival. What is an indie film? It's usually defined as a film that's made outside of the major movie studios. Usually, they have lower budgets than studio films, and they usually have more creative content. Indie films also have a long history, going all the way back to the early days of movies. In 1908, the Motion Pictures Patents Company, or Edison Trust, was formed in New Jersey. Thomas Edison, the famous inventor and businessman, wanted all filmmakers to use his brand of cameras and raw film. In response, some filmmakers moved to Hollywood, California. This was as far as they could get from Edison's company. These indie filmmakers created their own companies, which ironically became the major Hollywood film studios today, including MGM, 20th Century Fox, Warner Brothers, and more. Indie films would have to wait until after World War II to really take off, however. That's when the portable camera was invented. With this new type of camera, almost anyone could make their own low-budget movie, and the indie film industry would soon explode.
Okay, the article says, what is an indie film? It's usually defined as a film that's made outside of the major movie studio. So last time in day one, we kept talking about indie films and we learned that, oh, it's an independent film. So yes, basically an indie film is something that is made outside the major movie studio. So big businesses, basically. Let's first take a look at our vocabulary word define. Define here is a verb and it means to explain the meaning of a word or phrase. So we do this quite often. Often teachers define words for you. We tell you guys the meaning of a word or meaning of a phrase. So, if you don't know what a word means, you go to the dictionary to find its, we can use the noun form, definition. We can find the definition of a word. Okay? We can use it in a sentence like this. Can you please define what the word magnificent means?
So define 是一个动词，代表解释某个字义，或者是给某个字下定义。那文章中用被动带出 is defined. But what if I can't define the word magnificent, Tiffany? 我可以去查字典，对不对？找这个字的 definition 定义。Mm-hmm.
If you can't find it, don't worry. I can help you.
Thank
you. We can look for it together. We can Google it.
Yes, we can Google it. An indie film means a film made outside of the major movie studios.
Mm-hmm. So major here is also a vocabulary word, and it means, it's an adjective, and it means very important or big. So major movie studio means the big movie studios that we always see in the Hollywood films. For example, we can use major like this. Leonardo da Vinci is one of the major figures of the Renaissance period.
Major 这个形容词呢是大的、重要的，相反就是 minor。较不重要的、次要的。那其实 major 跟 minor 还可以当名词来用哦，是主修跟副修的意思。So Tiffany, what was your major in college, if you don't mind me asking?
I was studying something called communications.
哦，所以你大学主修的是沟通、like interpersonal communication?
I think it's called in Chinese, 大众 something.
大众沟通广播、
Anyways,
mine was English teaching.
Ah, no wonder you're such a great teacher.
Oh my god, thank you. Okay, back to the article. When a film or movie is made outside of the major movie studios, what happens?
Okay, next it says, usually they have lower budgets than studio films, and they usually have more creative content. Okay, right, so when you are an independent filmmaker, of course, you probably don't have a lot of money to make the film. That's why they have a lower budget, means that they don't have a lot of money to make the film than the big Hollywood movies. But that also means that they can be more creative. Okay, they can have a more creative content. Now, content is basically the idea, the facts, or images that we see in a movie, book, or article. Content is basically what the movie is about.
So lower budgets 就是比较少的预算，但这样的电影呢还会有 more creative content， 比较有创意的内容。So it's not always about heroes.
That's right. Always about superheroes
movies,
or、
right.
about monsters.
So content 这边名词代表的是内容。那另外我们如果翻到书的目录，我们会在上面看到 contents 或是复数型这个字呢，就是在。指目录的时候都是复数型出现的，它不会是单数，所以要特别注意。I've watched some indie movies recently. They do have more creative content.
Yeah, sometimes I like to watch indie films as well, and they're really interesting films. And I really like it because it's super creative and super fun.
So does Netflix do more indie films?
I think they might have a category for that. Netflix makes a lot of their own TV shows.
Right.
So they have a little bit more creative content as well, probably. All right, so let's continue reading. It says, indie films also have a long history going onall the way back to the early days of movies.
When was that?
Okay, it says in 1908, the Motion Pictures Patents Company, or Edison Trust, was formed in New Jersey. Now, a patent is basically a document that says that this person or company has the only right to sell or make a product.
So, patent is 专利的意思。那 motion pictures 指的就是电影哦。这家电影专利公司又叫做爱迪生信托公司，是1908年的时候在纽泽西成立的。So, wait!It's that Edison, 发明灯泡的爱迪生。
That's right, because it says Thomas Edison, the famous inventor and businessman, wanted all filmmakers to use his brand of cameras in raw film. So he wasn't just inventing light bulbs, he was inventing other things as well. And I remember he invented films and cameras too. So he wanted people to only use the Edison brand. He only wanted people to use his stuff.
Wow, so dominant.
I know. But I guess he was also a businessman. He wanted to make money as well. All right, let's take a look at the grammar point here. Here we use a noun clause, or it's something that we use to add information or extra detail about a subject. So basically, you write the extra information within two commas. So we could do it like this. We have our subject, Jane, and then I have a comma, my high school classmate, comma, moved to LA last month. So my high school classmate, this sentence or this short description is basically trying to tell me more about Jane.
所以这边呢是一种同位语的用法。所谓同位语指的是名词的相等语，可以是名词或是名词片语，对它所修饰的名词，也就是先行词做补充的动作。文章中的 Thomas Edison, the famous inventor and businessman, 和例句中 Tiffany 老师给的例句 Jane, my high school classmate, 都属于非限定性的同位语，提供额外的非必要资讯。 如果这个资讯是在句中，同学们要记得哦，你要用双逗号把它包夹起来。
Okay, so here we know that Thomas Edison and the famous inventor and businessman are the same person.
Mm-hmm.
He had his own brand of cameras and raw film.
That's right. So let's take a look at the word brand. Brand here is a vocabulary word. It's a noun and it means a category of products made by a specific company or name. So, for example, Levi's. Levi's is a brand. And what do they make? They make jeans. Okay, or we know Chanel.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, very fancy brand. What they do is they make luxury goods. They make very, very high quality and very expensive bags and shoes and clothes. McDonald's is also a brand as well, and they sell fast food. So every company, they become a brand because they sell a specific thing. Okay, we can use it in a sentence like this. My mom always buys this brand of jeans because it's comfortable.
Brand, 它是品牌商标的意思。So what's your favorite brand of, let's say, jeans, Tiffany?
I like Uniqlo.
Uniqlo!
They're very comfortable, and they're not very expensive as well.
I thought you would say...like a fancy brand.
No. Uniqlo is my go-to.
What about perfumes?
Perfumes? Oh, I like to spend a little bit more money on perfumes. So I like Christian Dior.
So that's your favorite brand.
My favorite brand, that's right. All right, so let's continue reading. The article says, in response, some filmmakers moved to Hollywood, California. So, okay, in the early days, we saw that actually Hollywood, how did Hollywood start? Well,Thomas Edison said that, well, you have to use my brand of cameras and raw films. And then people didn't really like that. So a lot of people moved to Hollywood, California. So let's take a look in response. So response here is our vocabulary word. It's a noun and it means something said or written in reply to something. So it's kind of like a reaction here. So for example, we can say Nicole rang the doorbell, but there was no response. It means that the reaction is nobody said anything inside. Nobody said, oh, I'm coming, or nobody answered the door.
So, response, 这个名词是回应、反应。In response to something, 也就是对某事做出反应。因为呢，爱迪生他想要电影制片人都使用他的 brand, 他的品牌。In response to this, 对此回应的是呢，有一些电影制作人就搬到了加州的好莱坞。搬过去的背后原因是呢，他们根本不想要被爱迪生在纽泽西的电影专利公司控制，所以他们就从美国的东边跑到了西边的加州，在加州他们就不用使用爱迪生专利的摄影机或者是胶卷了。
That's kind of how Hollywood formed as well. So we learned a lot of history here. Next, it says, this was as far as they could get from Edison's company. So like Elsie said, they moved all the way from the east side of the United States, all the way to the very west side.
所以这已经是搬离他公司所能到的最远距离 from the east to the west.
That's right. Next, it says, these indie filmmakers created their own companyWhich, ironically, became the major Hollywood film studios today, including MGM, 20th Century Fox, Warner Brothers, and more. Okay, so that's quite funny because they left Edison. They didn't want to follow him, and they went to Hollywood to make their own stuff. But in the end, they became the major Hollywood studios. So we can say here it was very ironic, or ironically this happened. And when something is ironic, it means something strange.Or funny happened, and it's different than what you expected.
So ironically, 讽刺的是这些电影制片人在加州所成立的公司变成了今天主要的好莱坞电影公司。那 ironically 这个副词是讽刺的意思，那形容词就是 ironic。当我们用到这两个字的时候，代表好笑、有趣、奇怪、出乎意料的情况发生了。
Right.
What about sarcasm and sarcastic?
Okay. So this is a different kind of, we can say, kind of humor. So when you're sarcastic or when you talk about sarcasm, it means you use words and you say the opposite of what you mean or feel. So it's kind of used as an insult, or sometimes it's used to annoy people, or sometimes you're angry at something, so you can be very sarcastic.
So when somebody says something with sarcasm to me, 代表他在讽刺、嘲笑、挖苦我。
Mm-hmm.
And it also means the person is being sarcastic.
That's right.
Do you have any friends that like to be sarcastic, Tiffany?
That's me. I like to be sarcastic sometimes. So my kind of humor is I like to be a little bit sarcastic, but I'm always doing it in good fun too.
And you're still so nice.
Yeah, it's not to insult anyone. It's just to make light of something, to make people laugh.
Yeah.
So I try to be sarcastic to make people laugh. All right, so let's continue reading. It says, indie films would have to wait until World War II, or until after World War II to really take off, however. So independent films or these indie films didn't really happen until after World War II, which is around the 1940s.
So take off, 我们以前学到的都是脱掉衣服啦 take off your shoes,、
mm-hmm.
脱掉鞋子啦或是飞机起飞 the plane is going to take off. But what about here?、
Mm. So here actually take off is our shortcut for you and it means to suddenly become very successful. But let's take a look at what this means and listen to our friends at Shortcut for You.
Shortcut for you.
What are you doing?
Oh, just updating my company's website.
You started your own business, right?
Yep, but it still hasn't taken off.
Take off? Are you making airplanes?
If something takes off, it means something suddenly starts being successful.
Gotcha. Take off is 飞黄腾达迅速走红
That's right. But I just started too, so it takes time.
What do you sell?
Little toy airplanes.
Okay, 所以原来这里指的是迅速走红飞黄腾达的意思。所以文章中独立电影到了二战之后才开始走红。But why was that?
Okay, well, that's also really important. It says that's when the portable camera was invented. When something is portable, it just means that you can easily carry it around.
Oh, portable, 可携带的。The portable cameras, 可惜是摄影机。Tiffany, most people nowadays need to carry one thing with them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not the portable camera. Guess what it is?
Is it a cell phone?
Cell phone.
It's a portable phone.
Yeah, but one thing.
I know. You might run out of batteries.
Right. So what do you need?
Portable charger.
Yes. 行动电源 portable chargers.
That's right. Okay, we use our phones way too much. All right, let's continue reading. It says, with this new type of camera, almost anyone can make their own low-budget movie, and the indie film industry would soon explode. Okay, so now people can carry on this camera, and so it's very easy to make your own movie. Now, let's first learn the word industry. It's a noun and it means a group of businesses that provide a particular product or service. So, it's, for example, different things like the oil industry, entertainment industry, medicinal industry. These are all, businesses that provide one thing. We can use it in a sentence like this. Justin works in the entertainment industry, so he knows all the juicy gossip.
Industry 是产业行业。例句中的 the entertainment industry 就是娱乐产业，所以他可以知道很多 juicy gossip 八卦。再来呢 ，because of the camera, the film industry 电影产业 would soon explode.
Oh, okay. So explode here is a verb and it means to suddenly break apart in a violent way. So that's one meaning. But, it also means here that it's kind of like that. This thing becomes very popular.Okay, so explode means like one thing is to break apart in a violent way. Everything kind of just goes psh, and everything flies outwards. Or it can just mean to soon become very popular. Now let's use explode in a sentence. It says, the volcano exploded, causing everyone in the town to leave for safety.
Explode 是爆炸的意思，但文章中不是指电影产业爆炸，而是在大小数量或是重要性上面的激增。另外呢 explode 也可以指情绪上的爆发哦。For example, the teacher exploded in class because one of his students was rude to him. 因为学生对老师不礼貌，所以老师在课堂上大发雷霆。那另外名词我们说是 explosion,
骤增或是爆炸。那如果你看到的是 explosive, 它就是炸药的意思咯。
Mm-hmm, that's right. So now with technology improving, we can see that the movie industry also was growing as well. So yeah, this is how indie film started to be about, and this is how the Sundance Film Festival came together.
And the history is really interesting.
Yeah, I learned a lot as well, because I love films.
I never knew that Thomas Edison was involved in all of this.
I know, out of nowhere as well. All right, so let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with our For You chat. For You chat. Our For You chat question for today is, if you were to make a movie, what would it be about?
Wow.
Wow, that's a lot.
If I could make a movie, I would want it to be...
A horror film.
No, a drama.
Oh.
That is based on true story.
About the life of Elsie.
No. That's too cheesy. I would like it to be about current issues.
Oh, okay.
So now I want it to be about Las Vegas shooting.
Oh, would you make it a documentary?
Yeah, kind of. And I want the people to know the truth behind the all story.
Oh, yeah, all the gun control problems.
Yeah, but it's pretty heavy, though.
It is. But it makes people think, and that's what films are supposed to do. You're supposed to let
people think.
Yeah, what about
you?
I would probably do maybe a horror film. I think that's kind of fun. Okay, if I'm making... I know, you're looking at me quite weird. I don't like horror films, but I think it would be kind of fun to scare people, to be the person scaring people instead of other people scaring me.
So what's the plot of your horror film?
I don't know. I was a very imaginative kid when I was in high school because I actually did a little bit of filmmaking when I was in high school.
Really?
So I thought about some creative things such as like maybe a remake of...famous Hollywood movies, and I would kind of change the story around, like Halloween. Yeah, something like that.
Or like this recent movie called It.
Oh, I don't like clowns.
Oh, you don't like clowns?
No, I'm very picky. I don't like clowns, but I'll do something scary like Halloween or, you know, those famous horror movies, because I used to really like those a lot.
Some haunted houses?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to scare people, but I don't want to get scared. Or maybe I would do comedies as well.
Comedies.
We'll see. I have to find funny people first.
Right.
All right. So that's all the time that we have for today. You can talk about this with your friends, and we'll see you guys soon.
See you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Indie films shine at the Sundance Film Festival. What is an indie film?It's usually defined as a film that's made outside of the major movie studios. Usually, they have lower budgets than studio films, and they usually have more creative content. Indie films also have a long history, going all the way back to the early days of movies. In 1908, the Motion Pictures Patents Company, or Edison Trust, was formed in New Jersey.Thomas Edison, the famous inventor and businessman, wanted all filmmakers to use his brand of cameras and raw film. In response, some filmmakers moved to Hollywood, California. This was as far as they could get from Edison's company. These indie filmmakers created their own companies, which ironically became the major Hollywood film studios today,including MGM, 20th Century Fox, Warner Brothers, and more. Indie films would have to wait until after World War II to really take off, however. That's when the portable camera was invented. With this new type of camera, almost anyone could make their own low-budget movie, and the indie film industry would soon explode.
Vocabulary review.
Define. How do you define this word? I don't know what it means. Major. That is not a little cut. That is a major wound. Brand. The stores in this shopping center only sell famous brands from the US and Europe. Response. The city passed a new law in response to all the traffic accidents. Industry. Ben works in the oil industry for a large company from England. Explode. Smartphone use has exploded in the past decade.